Joining us now in studio is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. On a holiday, it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's to you.
Thank you. You too, Jeff.
No holiday last night. For the first time in a month or so, you had a city council meeting. It seemed like just a weird quirk in the schedule, and all of a sudden we've gone 3 weeks without one. But you had some stuff to get done last night, and you got it done. It was a pretty smooth meeting by all accounts. Mm-hmm. Start off with what was going on in the regular agenda. We've talked about the downtown properties and the historic district designation for a few of those properties, and the way I understand it, that went through last night?
Yes, it did, Jeff. So it was approved 5-1. We had one councillor out, not feeling well and hoping that they'll get better soon, but of the six of us there, there were five that voted in favor and one that had concerns about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a lot of discussion about it. It seemed pretty clear. It's a professional survey that was done of all of our downtown properties. Significant amount of effort there going back to 2015, talking with all the downtown property owners that were in potentially would be included in it. So there are HPC, Jason Menard, our chair there, and Barbara Evans, who also sits on the HPC, were there in attendance. And they really have done a fantastic job, I think, of helping us to see the historical value of some of our buildings here. As I said to Jason, at one point, when I look at a building, I just see a building, but then they tell me that it's got, like the armory, it has Gothic Revival architectural features. I'm like, really? Oh my gosh, I didn't notice that.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, what one person sees is not necessarily mm-hmm. what another sees, and it's really important for us to value it and protect it. And so, it was great.
All right, let's move on to probably the biggest thing, or the one we've talked about and the council has worked with over the course of the last 6 months or more, and that is the development of the Northfield Senior Housing Project out by the hospital. Chester Yannick and Associates are the developer of that. You have been working behind the scenes and at council meetings and everything, and city staff has really been working on this hard to get that development agreement together. You got it together. It was approved last night without a whole lot of further, I guess, discussion on that, but that has been discussed quite a bit. And Ben, maybe we'll talk to you on this one. Where we started from maybe last fall or so with that development agreement, a lot of things had changed. The city did some give and take with that. What is the end product? How does that differ from what we started with?
Well, the first step of the process was really kind of allowing the moving forward with the lease amendment that would allow that other use to happen on that property that was primarily with the agreement with St. Olaf grants the right of the hospital to utilize that acreage around the hospital that's designated. So basically that first step allowed to move forward with a development agreement for this particular project in that location to basically pursue the senior housing with the details of the development terms and conditions to follow later. So that was probably in many ways one of the big steps from a policy standpoint from the council. The development agreement that was drafted, I do see that it was version 14. The mayor caught that on our titling of that as all of the edits going back and forth and working on changes internally. The agreement itself is pretty technical in nature and deals with things like fees that we would charge for sewer and water, park dedication fees, access on how we're going to deal with the access road in a separate agreement that would be between the hospital related to maintaining that roadway. Just all these kind of technical development type things. A lot of times those are conditional with or more of a kind of a staff level direction. This project's a little different as it relates to that lease agreement that I talked about differently. So we had some additional provisions. We did add some additional standards that were unique to this district related to the building design standards, but I think the Yannick was supportive of those, and I think we'll be exceeding the standards anyway with the development aesthetics with that. So it was a lengthy agreement, pretty technical in nature, but so that was really the difference, is this really kind of lays out some of those details. The next steps will be then Yannick getting their financing details together. There's still a lot of staff-driven things like building permits that have to come through. We have plan review details that happen on that end. But from the council standpoint, this really allows the project to move ahead.
Yeah, and moving ahead was an important thing for the developer. They wanted to get this going still in 2018. They had some kind of soft, hard deadlines. I'm not sure what they were, but everything, from what we've talked about before, you were kind of shooting for last night's meeting to get everything done. So this gives them the green light, and it, if everything continues to go smoothly, it looks like they're going to start building very soon.
I think that's the intention, and of course, developers, you never know what's going to happen in the world and the economy, and you get partnerships lined up. So once they're ready to go, a lot of times they want to be full steam ahead. So all indications are they'll be moving in that direction after the action. So
all right. Any idea of groundbreaking yet? Sometime this spring?
I think we've been so focused on kind of getting this step done. We don't have a formal site plan yet, but
sure,
those will be discussions, and we'll be certainly sharing the information as we get.
All right. Another ongoing issue as we go to the next agenda item has been state aid for Highway 1, the improvements that they're doing on Highway 1, and that has been a conversation several years in the making, and a lot of give and take, and a lot of I don't want to say negotiations, but everybody has kind of an idea of what that should be. And from the safety standpoint, it looks like everything is this kind of the final hurdle, approving the municipal consent to the improvements, Northfield's consent?
Well, I think what I would say, and complicating it even further, as you say, it's a major road that goes through the southern portion of our city. But not only that, it's a county road, borders Dundas, borders Northfield, and is in the township, right? And so you have to bring those different entities together. And one of the great things about this is that last night, I believe this was part of that one or another one, I can't remember, where we agreed to cover the cost of a portion of the trail that will connect up with Shar Carlson Park that will go underneath County Road 1. And Bridgewater Township and Dundas are also sharing in the cost of that. So it was just a really great collaboration of connecting that portion of our city where you have a road that essentially divides neighborhoods. And so it will be good to see that going in. County Road 1 is a really important roadway. It's been, if anybody's driven it recently, I mean, it's in need of repair, and glad to see Dennis Luby was there, the county engineer, and Galen Mollica, our county commissioner that represents the city of Northfield here, was there last night too, and it's good to see the project moving forward.
All right. Anything else on that, by the way? Did you have another comment, Ben, or no?
I would just say yes, the trail was on the consent agenda that evening, and I think some of the concerns was just the detour routes. I know this progress sometimes can be a little difficult along the way. This is a very needed project, and the city has other construction projects that are going to be going on this summer season, so there's going to be some traffic issues that we're going to be dealing with, including a detour route through 246 and onto Woodley Street, and probably we'll see some added congestion on Jefferson Parkway. So, I think we'll try and get the word out. Just people be patient and deal with the construction season. We'll work with advertising that. And Mr. Luby did indicate, too, that and our city engineer, that they'll be monitoring traffic early in the process to determine if we need to do additional traffic controls. I think that's really important on these construction projects to keep close tabs on those things.
Yeah, we're definitely coming up to the summer of construction. It's I don't know if we're doing more construction than we have in the past, but certainly some very noticeable spots for a lot of people are going to be torn up. So, yeah, just grin and bear it, and it'll be over maybe by next winter, by the time the snow falls next year. Another thing, you considered a resolution establishing a Northfield Climate Action Plan Advisory Board. That was approved 6-0. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, that is really putting into practice our strategic plan, and that was one of our, I can't remember the name of the strategic priority, but it's around taking better care of our environment, creating a community that's both resilient and sustainable. And creating this board is part of that strategic priority, and that we will actually get a climate action plan for our community brought forward to the council for consideration, and it will be a plan, a way forward, and that we'll be able to implement and put into practice to ensure that we have We take better care of our environment and leave it in better condition for those in the future.
Now, the board, before last night, we didn't have one, so I'm presuming we don't actually have board members at this point. Yeah. But as far as if somebody out there listening would like to be part of that, would like to be on the board, what will the process be of naming the board members, and is there a timeline involved, and how do they apply?
Yes, I'm going to be working on that quickly here. My hope is that we can have some people appointed by the next meeting, but if I can't get that together, then my hope is I'm for sure. I'm going to commit to that, the March 6th meeting. So if people are interested, they can just go on the city's website and fill out a board and commission application form. That's what we'll be having people do, and then we'll be appointing 9 members to that. And my hope is to get people from around the community to serve on that. I know Rotary has a climate initiative that they're working on, so it's great if we can get some crossover and bring the different groups in the community together to get them working on a city-wide climate action plan.
All right. All right. We're looking forward to that. We've had some success. All of our boards and commissions up to capacity right now, so the people of Northfield really have stepped in, and I don't think you're going to have any problem getting 9 applications for that one. There'll probably be a lot more people wanting to get involved in that. There's no pay. You're just doing it for the good of the community and the planet Earth.
Yes.
Some of these, just to clarify, too, some of these committees that the mayor's appointing and the council's affirming as we go through this process aren't permanent advisory boards and commissions, or at least aren't intended to be as we go through the process. So as we kind of do this 3-year plan, this is an example of another one that's kind of got a defined period of time in the resolution that was adopted to kind of get this up and going, and their mission really is to work on this climate action plan. So you just want a technical note, but that's kind of another thing, is to kind of be able to pull a bunch of people together, get some of these initiatives going and get feedback, and then once their job's done, kind of move on. And obviously, they'll be working with the Environmental Quality Commission as well, which helps works on these issues.
All right. Anything else going on in the city you'd like to mention before we let you go and enjoy your Valentine's Day?
Well, I think one of the things that Mr. Martig noted last night is that the city will start recruiting seasonal employment this week, and you can go onto the city's website to find out more information about that. But really putting that shout out there to, I think you have to be at least 16, right?
I believe that's right.
Mm-hmm. So that encompasses so many people in our community and some of our youth that are looking for summer employment. So they should be looking at that, as well as, it says here, gardeners, mowers, compost site monitors, streets and parks, utility workers, lifeguards. So we need a whole host of people to help us take care of our great community here.
Yeah, summertime's when is when that stuff gets done.
Yes.
So, wonderful. You can go to the city's website for more on that and for applications and such.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much for being in. Have yourself a very good New Year's, Valentine's Day. One more thing.
So I was reminded of Northfield Shares article in the Saturday paper about Act of Kindness Week, February 11th through the 17th. And I really hope, just an encouragement out there, that people go to their website, find out more about that, and utilize this day to really do an act of kindness for somebody on Valentine's Day. So go out there.
Today's a wonderful day for it. All right. Thank you once again.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Martig. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.